Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me floor. Thank you. Very much for introducing the topic by Mr. Ibaba, and I extend my gratitude for the insight provided by the guest speakers and members of the expert mechanism on the issue. In recent decades, the trend of the governments outsourcing parts of their traditional functions, particularly to business section, has significantly accelerated. This trend conveys a clear message. The role of corporations in the managing efforts at national, regional, and international levels is inevitably growing. These corporations are, in fact, the implementers of the policies and plans that are often designed on a macro scale by the governments, and the realization of an achievement of the objectives set out in these policies largely rests with the corporations. This role has led to the emergence of the many new phenomena and the global trends originating within the corporate and commercial sectors. However, there is no doubt that the states bear the responsibility for overseeing the equitable distribution of the positive impacts resulting from commercial sector activities in meeting public needs. Moreover, states hold the primary responsibility for protecting citizens from the negative impacts of emerging phenomena, new phenomena, particularly safeguarding individuals and groups who are more vulnerable. The business sector has the potential to play a positive role in realizing both individual and collective dimensions of the right to development. However, to the same extent, they can also disrupt government's efforts in this regard. To clarify, it suffices to consider that the impacts of unilateral coercive measures imposed by the certain countries against a group of developing countries. These policies and measures can significantly impede government's efforts to achieve the right to development for their citizens. In many countries, in many cases, it has been observed that out of the fear of the fines, corporations independently impose sanctions that go far beyond what their governments have mandated. They interpret these measures very broadly, neglect their responsibilities, and even participate in the violation of the human rights of ordinary people in countries targeted by unilateral coercive measures. The right to life, the right to development, the right to health, the right to healthy environment, the right to education, and the ability of the governments to address the negative impacts of the climate change are just some of human rights that can be violated as a result of implementation, overcompliance, or extraterritorial implementations of such measures. This can lead to widening the gaps and exacerbation of the inequalities within and among countries, depriving individuals, communities, nations, and countries of equal opportunities for development. As one of the speakers rightly, Madam Nadia, pointed out, while LBI can underwrite development might partially address the issue in the long term, this matter must be given special attention before any further human rights violations occur in this context. Thank you very much.